Okay, today's daf is Yivamis daf Ayin Tes, and we have a very famous line here on Ayin Tes and Aleph. The sugya is Shaul HaMelech. You remember the Gemara mentioned on the end of yesterday's daf, the Gemara discussing Mamzerim and Nesinim. Nesinim, the Givonim. So the Gemara gets into the evil ways of what the Givonim did, besides the trickery that took place beferish in the days of Yeshua. And the Gemara on today's daf also discusses, really, was it Yeshua? Really, it started with Moshe Rabbeinu, and then it went to Yeshua, then went to David HaMelech, all the different stages of the decrees against the Givonim. But it says that the Givonim took a terrible nekama from Shaul HaMelech. Indirectly, Shaul HaMelech caused the death of a number of the Givonim, because when Shaul HaMelech ordered the massacre of Novi Rakonim, and Novi Rakonim was the city that supported the Givonim, so once there were no more Nov, then that affected the Givonim. And therefore, the Gemara says, on his level, so he had to be punished for it. And the Gemara goes through, what was the punishment? So the Givonim said, we don't want money, we want to kill seven of Shaul's descendants. And David HaMelech did all that he could to try to talk to them and make a different deal with them, but they would not take no for an answer. Right, it didn't work. So the Gemara says, Amar, Shlosha Simanim Yesh Be'umazu. In the Am Yisrael, there are three Simanim that we have. Rachmanim, Baishanim, V'gomle Chasadim. Abbreviation of Chaver. Chasadim, Baishanim, Rachmanim. We are compassionate, and Baishanim are meek, let's call it, and Gomle Chasadim, we do Chasad. The Gemara quotes a pasuk for each one. Rachmanim, Dichsiv, V'nasan Lecha Rachmim, V'richamcha, V'irbecha. In Dvarim, Baishanim Dichsiv, as it says in by Har Sinai, Bavertia Yiroso Al Penechem, right? The Yira on your faces. That's Busha. I think we had a shiur way back in Maseches Brachos about what the Busha is. Gom Lechasadim Dichsiv Lamana Sheitzav Ez Banav Ez Beso, the pasuk by Avram Avinu, that he commands his children to follow his ways. Kol Sheyesh Bo Shlosha Simanim Halalu Ra'ui Lehidavik Be'umazu. Whoever has these three simanim in their blood, they can be misdavik in this umah. And these givonim do not. These givonim do not have these midos. They are being harsh and evil. And therefore, David HaMelech makes this claim. Right? The Gemara says, V'hani givonim, kiven de l'marachmi, einan ru'uyin lidavik bohen. Miyad gazer aleim David. That's why David goes here again on them. Again, Yeshua started it, but David again. Lakach ne'emar v'givonim lo mibnei Yisrael hema. Right, they're not mibnei Yisrael. They don't have these midos. Let's talk, before we get to the general point, the Maharal here on this Gemara. Maharal says that these three midos come from our three avos, as often when we have threes in Chazal. It says the Maharal, v'yesh t'chal adaz ki ma'she'elu gimel simanim heim be'uma Yisraelus. These three simanim, rachmanim, baishanim, gomel, chasadim, they come from yarshu elu gimel simanim in avos. Ki bole emidas rachamim. Rachamim is Yaakov Avinu. When Yaakov Avinu davens, when he sends Binyamin down, and what does he say to his sons? Kel shaka yitem lachem rachamim. Rachmanis, compassion, is associated with Yaakov. V'chein yarshu emidas habusha, which is Yira Al Panechem, that's Yitzchak Avinu, Shemidas Abushi, Midas Ayira, and that's Midas Yitzchak Avinu, Vayashba Yaakov, Befachad Yitzchak Aviv. And of course, Midas Chasadim is Avraham. As we know, as the Gemara quotes the Pasuk, L'man Sheitzav Ez Banav Ez Beis O'achra, V'shomer Derech Hashem La'asu Staka U'mishpat, Harei Lecha Midas Avraham, Midas Achesed, Kasher Yadua. L'fichach, Mishish Bo Gimel, Simanim Halalu, Roi L'davik U'umazu. Right, that's what So the Gemara says. He then goes into, which we're not going to go into now, the Gemara in Beitz al-Chafei. The Gemara says, why do we get the Torah? Because we're Azin, right? Which seems to be the opposite of Baishanim. How do you put together Azus and Baishanus? So the Maharal goes into that. But anyway, they have these three midos that we yarshined from our avos, right? Our avos put into the DNA different elements that we have. Remember that Diak, Rav Chaim Yivalazhin, has in his commentary Ruach Chaim on Pirkei Avos, where he talks about how Avram Avinu, there are two Mishnayos in the fifth parak of Pirkei Avos. That's the parak of all the numbers. Four of these and ten of these. And it says there that there were 10 generations from Adam to Noach. And then it says there were 10 generations from Noach to Avraham. And why did it say that? Lohodia kama erach apayim lefana. To show how patient Hashem was, Noach to Avraham, and to show how much schar Avraham is going to get. and then all the different parts of that Mishnah, from Adam to Noach, to Noach to Avram, and then it says, Avram Avinu went through Asar and Nisyonos, and he passed all of them. And Rav Chaim Yehuda Lazar is Medayik, an amazing diak, once you hear it. But the second Mishnah that talks about Noach to Avraham, it doesn't call Avraham Avinu. It just says from Noach to Avraham. And in the next Mishnah, where it says Avram Avinu passed 10 tests. So he asks, why only in the latter Mishnah does it say Avram Avinu? And the first one just says Avraham. So he explains that only in the latter Mishnah is he functioning as Avinu. Avram Avinu passing his tests put into our DNA, all of the descendants, the ability to pass all of our tests. And when Avram Avinu was okayed his son as the Akedah, that put it into the ability of all later generations to give of themselves to be Moser Nefesh for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rachman al-San, as we have done many, many times. And the fact that Avram Avinu, Lech Lecha, listen, that's what inspires any Jew to get up and leave his comfortable life and go to Eretz Yisrael, right? That's Lech Lecha. That's why he's Avinu, because he put it into our DNA in order to do that. So that's the Maharal right here. The Maharal says these three Midos were Yarshins to the Jewish people, and that's why a Jew on one side of the world, you know, could daven for the Jew on the other side of the world, total stranger, oh, he needs a refuah, daven for him. He's davening for him, he doesn't have no idea. Send him money. No idea who he is, but that's what Jews do. Rachmanim b'shanim v'gom l'chazadim. Let's talk a little bit about the Midah of Chesed in general. The Pashtus of Chesed, the Pashtus of understanding what Chesed is all about, is, let's call it, focus on the receiver of the Chesed. Right, there is a need in front of me. There is a person who is in need, so to speak, of Chesed. There's a Chesed and Kala having a wedding. They're in need of people being mesameach them. There's somebody who's sick. There's a need of someone visiting them in the hospital. There's somebody who needs a meal, so there's a need of the receiver, and therefore, I do achnasas arachim to be able to fulfill that need. And that's based on the pasuk, v'ahavt l'reacha kamocha, right? L'reacha. Reacha plays a major role in this activity. That's the Rambam in Hilchas Avel, Perek Yudalet, Halacha Aleph. Very important Rambam. Mitzvah Zatzei Shel Devrayim. The Rambam says, there's a mitzvah Rabbanan to do all of the mitzvahs ben Adam HaChaveru that we know. Levaker Cholim, Ulanachem Avelim, Ulahotzi Ameis, Biker Cholim, paying a Shiva call, going to Ulavaya, Ulahachna Zakala, Ulalavos Archim, to accompany guests out, not just to have them in my house, but to accompany them out. And the Rambam says that, well, that's a great one. Learned that from Egla Rufa. Ulis Asik Mchotzar Achei Akfura, and to be involved with all of the issues of the burial, with Samei Chas V'Kala. The Eloen Gimilas Chasadim Shebegufo She'en Lohem Shir. And these have no limit. Abba Bishakol Mitzvah Zilu Midivrayim, and all, even though these are all Midirabanan, Harein Bechlal, they're under the larger rubric of V'yahavta L'reacha Kamocha. Called the Hadvarim Shatavrot says, She'yasu Osam L'cha Acherim, everything that you would want your friends to do for you, Asei Ata Osan L'achicha, B'Torah U'B'Mitzvahs. That's the Rambam. So it's based on V'yahavta Kamocha. Fine. And related to this, one could answer, and it fits in, a question that the Achronim asked, Yosef Engel, in Asvin Daraisa, in Klal Yud Gimel, discusses the principle of ones and mitzvos. What happens if somebody is unable to perform a mitzvah because of an ones? Right? They want to buy a lulav and esrog, but they have no money. Or there's no lulavim available in the area. Right? We think that this is just a question of which one I'm going to get. But in the days of old, you know, you think about, you read these stories in Europe, they couldn't get an esrog. They say in the biography of Rav Moshe Feinstein, he saved his lulav like 3 years in a row. They used the same one. Right, because they couldn't, that he kept it, he was the Rav, it was only the only lulav in town, he kept it. We think we know what lulav yavesh means. You know, we have no idea what lulav yavesh means. You know, in the days of old, they had to talk about what yavesh means. But let's say somebody's an ones, they can't get a lulav. What does my scorecard say in Shamayim about what happens? I'm not going to be faulted, but like, what happens in Shamayim? What happens if I wanted to go pay somebody to visit somebody, Biker Cholim, in the hospital, and I get there, and visiting hours are over, and the nurses don't let me in. So what does my scorecard say? I want to go to a wedding, and there's traffic, and I miss it. And then I have to go to another wedding, so I miss the first wedding. So is it Ones Kaman De'Avad? Do I get the credit? Does Hashem say, you know what, I'll give you the credit. I know you tried, A for effort, but not just A for effort. A for, you know, as if you did it. Or I'm not going to fault you, and I give you an A for effort, but you didn't do it. So suggest some achronim, Rebbe Yosef Engel alludes to this. Well, it depends on the type of mitzvah. If it's a mitzvah like dalan minim, if it's a mitzvah like tzitzis, a mitzvah we might call ben adam lamakom, that Hashem can give us the credit. Okay, it's as if you did it. Fine, you tried your best, you wanted to. But if it's a mitzvah ben adam lachavero, a mitzvah result-oriented, then how can Hashem give us the credit? Well, I didn't visit the sick. I didn't make the person feel better. I didn't have him in my house for Hachanas Zarachim. I didn't create that love. The Yahat Arecha Kamocha. So, you know, that's very logical to make that chilek. We're not faulted either way. But Kadosh Baruch Hu can't give us the credit by a mitzvah b'adam l'chaveiro because it's result-oriented and it's all about the receiver. And if the receiver didn't get what was coming to them, so then they wouldn't get the credit. But there seems to be maybe another element in chesed as well. And that's an additional point. And we learned that from, what does the Maharal say? Who Rachmanim Baishanim Gomle Chasadim, Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu was the one that was morish to us chesed. Right? Avram Avinu, we know, this is a chesed in the beginning of Parshas Vayera. Vayera, Elav Hashem Be'elonei Mamrev, Hu Yoshiv Pesach Ha'ol Kachom Hayom. Right, it's boiling hot. Hashem took the sun out of its container, whatever that means. Sun is pretty hot by itself, but Hosi Chama Min Artika, and he made it very hot. Why? Rashi quotes, Ulafi Shera'uhu Mitzta'er Shalohayu Archim Bayim, because Hashem saw Avram was in pain that guests weren't coming. Hevi Hamalachim Allah B'demus Hanashim. So he brought guests, angels, they look like men. Why didn't he just like not make it so hot and then regular guests could come? Okay, kasha. But again, either way, he made it very hot and then he brought angels. Nes betoch nes. So ask the Achronim, Master Moshe Feinstein, what was Avraham Avinu so upset about? If there are guests outside and for some reason I can't have them, then I should be upset because there's a mitzvah that I can't do. But if there are no guests, so what am I upset about? The situation of the mitzvah was not there. So what was he upset about? Somebody's crying today because they can't blow shofar. It's not Rosh Hashanah. What are you upset at? When Rosh Hashanah comes, it'll be Rosh Hashanah. Right? Ramosha says, I'll give you the mashal. Somebody's, what's today? Wednesday. Right? So it's Wednesday afternoon. I see somebody sitting in shul a little down. I'm like, what's the matter? He says, no, don't ask. I'm like, what's wrong? He says, you know, we just said Luchun Aranana this morning. You know, I can't believe it's not Shabbos yet. I'm like, it'll be Shabbos in 3 days. He says, yeah, but I'm really upset because it's not Shabbos. Right? And he's crying. I'm like, it's not, what are you upset about? The situation of the mitzvah is not here. Says Rav Moshe, Dami l'chor l'echad she'itztar b'yimei achol al she'ein hayom Shabbos shalosh shayach zeh klal. What are you upset about? So what was Avraham Avinu in pain for? There was no mitzvah that he could do. So Rav Moshe explains, maybe it's based on the Gemara in Baba Basra. Baba Basra daf yud, the Gemara tells us, Sha'Allah Sha'al Turnus Rufus HaRasha is Rabbi Akiva. Turnus Rufus HaRasha asks Rabbi Akiva the following question. Great question. If your God loves the poor so much, so why does he make them poor? Why does he give them money? Right, he loves them, so you know if you love somebody, you should show them that you love them. So if he loves them, so why does he show them? Show them the love. Amar Alei, Rabbi Akiva answers. You know why he doesn't give the poor money? Kedesha Nitzol Anu Bohen Medina Shal Gehenim. So that we help in the process of giving them the money. So literally, so we're saved from the din of Gehenim because Hashem wants us to partner with him. Hashem loves them, but he wants us to be able to help. Like a father who gives a child, say, next to him in shul, gives him a quarter, gives him a shekel, whatever it is, and put him in the stocker box. The father could just put him in the stocker box himself. Why is he giving it to the child? Really, it's ultimately because he wants him to partner. He wants him to feel as if he's doing it also. So Rabbi Akiva says, so when we give the money to the ani, so it's as if we are doing it. We are partnering with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Meaning what? Hashem could just give it. No. But it's not just about the receiver. It's about us. It's about the one giving. Says Rav Moshe, Avraham Avinu, you're right, there was no chesed there. But Avraham Avinu didn't do chesed just because somebody needed the chesed to be done. His essence was to be a Baal chesed. He wasn't just giving, but he was being a giver. Right? And he was defined by that chesed. So it pained him when he couldn't do chesed. If somebody loves to learn Torah, loves to learn their Torah, they get their chiyas out of it. Let's say there's one day that is just, they're moving. So it's just not shayach. He's just not going to be able to go to the shir, have the chavrusa. You know, moving is such a crazy, busy time. So they can't. So there's no, okay, Hashem understands. But they're in pain. They're upset. What are they upset for? Because this is what I do. This is what I do. If it's part of my essence, then it's going to pain me, even if I have an excuse. Even if Hashem's not going to fault me for it. But again, that flows not from a receiver, but it flows from the one doing the chesed. Chazal tell us, Rabbeinu Bachai discusses this in Katakemach. That's his work on Machshava and philosophy. But he quotes the Chazal. It's a Chazal. Kama gado hatoelas shemagia el ha'ashir min ha'ani kishenosin lo tzedaka. How much more so does the rich man get from the poor man at the moment that he gives tzedaka? Yoser min hatoelas shemagia lo min ashir. Much more than the ani gets from the ashir. Why? Ki hatoelas ha'ani ema ashir eino ela bishas shehu overs mano b'chayi olam hazeh. The ani only gets some money. The usher gets olam haba. The usher gets becoming defined as someone who is not just somebody who gives, but somebody who's a giver. That's how we might say it. Aval toelas ha'asher shuzocha l'chay olam haba. And this is why, you know, it depends how it's done, not just that it's done. But the Mishnah tells us in Pirkei Avos, v'hakol l'fi rov ha'maaseh. Everything goes based according to the action, right? That's the Mishnah in the third parak. Mishnah in the third parak. I think this is Rabbi Akiva. If you go back a couple of Mishnahs. Hakol tzafui, everything is known. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows. V'harishus nesuna, we have Bechira Chavshus. How does that work out? That's for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to know. How does he know beforehand that we still have Bechira Chavshus? That's this Mishnah. Hakol tzafui v'harishus nesuna. Ubetov ha'olam nidon, v'hakol l'fi rov ha'maaseh. Everything goes according to the Rov HaMaaseh. What does that mean? V'hakol l'fi Rov HaMaaseh. The Rambam, in here in Pirush Mishnayis, he says, Ein hamidas hatovos niknin al pi godel hamaaseh ela beribui mispar hamaasim. Midos tovos are only acquired not through the largest of the action, but the quantity of the actions. V'hu, she'en amidas hatovos niknos elek shalom chozer lamaasim hatovim pa'amim rabos. It becomes ingrained in us only when we do something over and over again. Ubekach niknes adam tchuna lekach. That's how we get a certain mita. And therefore, hamashal bazeh. Im nasan adam lemisha roi litain. Elef dinar b'pamachas. L'adam echad. If somebody gives somebody who needs it 1,000 dinar to one person, lo tikna lo midas hanedivas bazeh. Ma'aseh hayechiti hagadol. You're not going to become a philanthropist, a giver, someone who is a nosein, a baal chesed, by doing one act of chesed, giving 1,000 dinar. Kamosha niknes, compared to lamisha misnadev, elef pa'amim, the elef dinarim. You give 1,000 dinar, one to each ani, who needs it. V'nasa kol dinar behem b'derach nadava. Right, 1,000 to 1, or 1,000 to 1,000. One to each. Lefi, why? Shehazeh chazer al pu'ulas hanadivus elef pa'amim. V'niknes lu tchuna chazaka. The latter person did an act of chesed 1,000 times. That's hakol lefi rov hamaaseh. V'zeh pa'machas bovad, nis'ora hanefesh, his'ora's gedola, l'maaseh atova. One time, amazing moment of inspiration. That's not going to affect me as much as doing it every single day. Right? One night staying up all night learning. One night versus a month of learning every single day. What's going to affect a person more? Okay, once in a while we need both. On Shavuos we do this extreme once a year, you know, pushing ourselves in order to affect. But that's not the same. Hakol fi rov hamaaseh. That's the Rambam. So again, according to that, it's not the person who wanted to get 1,000 might say, no, it's better for me to get 1,000. No, but the point is, chesed is not just about the receiver; it's about the giver. And this second element might have a different source. Right, the whole first element of chesed, which is 100% true, is v'yahavta reyacha kamocha, focused on the reyacha. But the second element might have a different source. There are two gemaras, and there are others as well. There are two gemaras, Sota Daf Yadalid, and Shabbos Kuflama Gimel, where the gemara talks about being like Hashem. Being like Hashem. The gemara tells us in Sota on Daf Yadalid that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we have to be like HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the ways that He does. Achrei Hashem alkechem teilecho. V'chiyeshu lo la'adam l'halach achar mi'eshchina. Could you follow the Shechina? What do you mean you follow the, go after the Shechina? It means go after his midos, which means his actions. Mahu malbish arumim, just like he clothed the naked by Adam and Chava. Av ata halbeish arumim. Mahu bikir cholim, just like Hashem visited the sick by Avram Avinu, as we quoted before. Av ata bikir cholim. Kadosh Baruch Hu nichem aveilim. He was Menachem Avelim by Yitzchak. After Avram died, it says that Hashem went to bless Yitzchak. Nichum Avelim. Afatah Nachem Avelim. And Kadosh Baruch Hu Kavar Mesim. He buried Moshe Rabbeinu. Excuse me. Afatah Kavar Mesim. That's one Gemara. But then there's another Gemara. Shabbos Kuflam and Gimel. Va'anvehu. Anivahu. Mahu Chanun. Afatah Chanun. Mahu Racham. Afatah Racham. Two different Gemaras. Midos and Maasim. We have to be like HaKadosh Baruch Hu both in our attributes and in our actions. Rav Soloveitchik spoke about this a lot, and he added on many to what Chazal say. Just like Hashem is unique, so too we have to be unique. Just like Hashem is creative, so too we have to be creative. And he spoke a lot about that theme. The Chafetz Chaim on the first page of Avos Chesed discusses there are 8 times in the Torah, in different ways, that Hashem says, be like me. That's a mitzvah, mitzvah d'araisa. In the Chinuch, mitzvah number 611. 611, v'halach t'bedracha, being like HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So maybe that's a second source of Chesed. Right, not just Ve'avdarach HaKamocha, which is focused on the receiver, but being like HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mahu Afata, and that is focusing on the giver of the Chesed, defined by the Chesed. That connects us to our Tzelem Elokim, one final source. Right, the Gemara in Nedarim, Emsachim, the Gemara in Nedarim tells us there are 4 people that are Chashiv Kemes. Nedarim Samach Dalet. 4 people, Mitzora, Ani, poor man, Suma, a blind person, and Misha Ein Lobanim. Why? Rav Chaim Shmulevit says, because the 4 of them can't give. Can't do chesed in the same way that others can. An ani has to take more than he gives. A blind man needs help more than he could give. Somebody doesn't have children, doesn't have the primary recipient of his chesed. A mitzora is sitting outside the machane. If somebody can't give, there's part of their essence that is not there. They're tzelem elokim, because giving is being like a Kodesh Baruch Hu, and that gives us life. The tzelem elokim. So again, this is another element of chesed. So it's about the receiver and about the giver. And this is one of the 3 midos that David HaMelech says are in us ingrained. Shlosha, simanim, yeshbu, mazu, rachmanim, bashanim, gom, lechazadim. We should try to make sure to recognize and work on these midos that are in us already. We just have to sharpen them and work on them, like the Rambam says, and Be'ez Hashem, in that way, perfect them. Okay, we'll stop here.